Welcome to Slay, the podcast where we dive into all aspects of health and fitness. I'm your host, Louise Hazel, and in today's episode, we're going to explore the misunderstood topic of body weight and why weight loss is dead, done, tired, dusty. It's definitely not the best measure of progress when it comes to our health and fitness goals. If you want to know why we should all be ditching our traditional scales and seeking reliable measures of progress, or if you've been feeling genuinely frustrated or demotivated after stepping on the scale, then this episode is for you. Join me as I uncover why your weight is the least reliable measure of your progress. Weight loss is a phrase that drives me nuts. We actually need to stop using the term altogether. It's just downright offensive. It actually minimizes its intended purpose, which is to change our body composition by losing fat. Now, there's nothing wrong with wanting or needing to lose fat. I'm going to say that again. There is nothing wrong with wanting or needing to lose fat. In fact, keeping the topic of fat loss a taboo subject is making us more unhealthy in the long term. It's preventing us from taking full accountability for our health. It distracts us from getting all of the information we need to make informed decisions and holds us in a vicious cycle of poor self-care and self-worth, which leads us to make poor decisions like ejecting Ozempic or crash diets. We need to destigmatize the term fat loss, kill the term weight loss, and ditch the fallacy of body weight forever. So let's kick off by diving into the physical aspects of why our body weight is no longer relevant. First of all, our body weight will fluctuate significantly throughout the day due to various factors like water retention, digestion, or even weather conditions like extreme heat. Unsurprisingly, our body will try to retain as much water as possible in really hot conditions. These fluctuations give us misleading information about our actual progress. For instance, high sodium, salt, intake can cause temporary water retention and therefore increase the number on the scale. Similarly, hormonal changes, especially during menstruation for women, can also increase water retention. And all of these factors do not reflect the actual changes in our body fat or muscle mass. I know it might be hard for some people to comprehend, but I have to stress that our bodies are not made up of 100% fat. I repeat, our body does not consist solely of body fat. Shock, horror. So next time you jump on the scale, all I ask you do is to suspend all judgment and self-critique for a second and ask yourself, how much of what I weigh is fat or muscle? Answer that question first and then seek to make any necessary lifestyle changes. So what other measurements should we focus on to get a more accurate picture of our health and fitness progress? Well, instead of solely focusing on body weight, the answer is in our body composition. This refers to the percentage of body fat, muscle mass, bone density that makes up our bodies. Understanding our body composition gives us a clearer idea of how our fitness and nutrition is truly affecting our health. In order to understand our body composition, one of the things we must do is to seek to know how much muscle mass we have. When we engage in resistance training, we put our bodies in the best possible position to gain lean mass and reduce body fat. Because muscle mass is denser than fat, so even though our body composition improves, the scale might not show a significant change, or it might even go up. In fact, I recently had a client come into the gym. She jumped on the InBody scale and screamed. She was like, ah, I've gained 2 pounds, she said. Not wanting to feed her overreaction, I simply asked her if she was retaining water, and she said, I don't know. I asked her if she'd gained muscle mass. She again said, I have no idea. I asked her if she'd gained fat, and she replied, yeah, it's probably fat. To her surprise, the results revealed that she was indeed retaining 2 pounds of water weight. But she also gained 0.5 pounds of muscle mass, and she also lost 0.5 pound of fat. She was actually leaner, and her body fat percentage had dropped from 28.6% to 28% in just 7 days without drastically changing her diet. She was relieved to know that she was in fact headed in the right direction. Now, the final factor affecting day-to-day weight fluctuations is fat mass. If our calories consumed is greater than the calories burned, then any surplus will be stored by the body as fat, causing an increase in body weight. So if the scale isn't the best measure, what other ways can we track our progress? Instead of solely relying on our body weight, it's essential to focus on non-scale victories. Pay attention to how you feel. Increased energy levels, better sleep, and improved mood. These improvements indicate that your overall health is heading in the right direction. But while these are excellent internal measures, what I think we're all looking for is actual, visible results. We need a more tangible way to measure our progress in terms of body composition. Now, there are several methods available for measuring our body composition, ranging from basic to more advanced. So starting with more advanced, the most precise method of measuring our body composition is a DEXA scan. A dual energy X-ray absorptiometry scan, that's a mouthful, which uses X-rays to analyze bone and tissue composition. A DEXA scan is costly and relatively inaccessible unless you're filthy rich, your mum or dad is a doctor, or you're an elite athlete. Number two on the list of accuracy is the bioelectrical impedance scales that can estimate body fat percentage. And at the gym here, we use an in-body machine on a weekly basis to measure our clients' progress. This really has been such a game changer here at Slay. We're no longer guessing what is going on with our clients' progress. We actually have hard evidence. Number three on my list of dependability would be a simple at-home smart scale. While they're an affordable option, they might not always be the most accurate. And my at-home scale, it's a Withings, reports a body fat discrepancy of 4% compared to our in-body scale here at the gym. So if you can access an in-body scale on a regular basis, then I highly, highly recommend it. Number four is probably one of the least accurate but a super affordable option for those that want an easy at-home body composition monitoring. This would be caliper measurements performed by trained professionals or just watch a YouTube video. The sum of your skin folds are measured in millimeters to give you an idea of your body fat and muscle mass, but again, there is a high degree of inaccuracy with this test. And finally, number five, it's the most accessible option of all, progress photos. You're used to seeing your body every single day, so you might not be aware of the physical changes that are happening. Progress photos are commonplace to those that take part in bodybuilding and can sometimes provide a lot of information about how our muscles are developing as we train. So to help you, we'll provide some resources in the Slay app about how to take effective before and after photos. The main problem with most of these methods is that they require more effort, knowledge, and time and investment than in traditional scales, which I think is why we've really struggled to ditch our old methods and reframe our perspective when it comes to our body weight. That and the fact that the fitness industry does absolutely everything to stop us from educating ourselves. And it's doing the absolute most to reinforce a notion that our body weight is the number one problem that we need to be addressing where our health is concerned. And I can assure you, it absolutely is not. What we need to be addressing is our body composition. As a population, we're not overweight, we're over fat. We're not underweight, we're under muscled. For those of you who have a genuine fat loss or muscle gain goal, the very least you can do is invest in a smart scale and track your body composition on a daily basis. At the same time, first thing in the morning, after you've been to the toilet, get a consistent picture of what's going on with your progress. Now, notice I said consistent and not accurate. If you want accuracy, come to see us here at Slay, where you can book in for an in-body analysis of your body composition. And alternatively, if you don't live in LA, which most of you won't, then we'll leave details of a link that will show you where your nearest in-body testing center is in the Slay app. Now, if you do manage to break the habit of weighing yourself on traditional bathroom scales and shift your focus to monitoring your body composition, then you, my friend, will have done what 99% of the population refuse to do. That's take accountability for your health and see the fitness industry for what it is. One big money pit full of your money. The global fitness industry in 2022 was worth over $30 billion. That's a lot of money invested into our health. Most of us don't invest in our health and fitness to stay the same. We're investing in hopes of transforming our health, fitness, lifestyle, and aesthetics. Yet think about how many products in the fitness industry are still promoting weight loss. Weight loss apps, juice cleanses, weight loss teas, waist trainers, and now Ozempic. If a company is still promoting weight loss as its number one benefit in 2023, then run hard and fast in the other direction. That company will bleed your bank account dry faster than I can eat a beignet. Save your money, focus on sustainable solutions, and save your sanity. Now, speaking of sanity, let's address the psychological impacts of relying solely on body weight as a measure of our progress. How is this affecting our motivation, mindset, and overall well-being? Now, this is a really important topic for us to address because what I've noticed the most about owning a female gym is that personal experience is everything. If you have a positive body image, then monitoring your progress every day is unlikely to cause you too much interruption to your thoughts, feelings, and daily actions. You might use the results as positive reinforcement or motivation to get to the next level of your journey. Therefore, you see monitoring your progress as just something that needs to be done in order to achieve your goal. Similar to if you had a financial goal, you might make weekly deposits or check your stocks daily to see how they're performing. There isn't a deep emotional attachment to numbers, and it's great to be ahead of your goal, and you understand that you might even fall behind your goal, but it's okay because you understand that your goal is long term and there is a certain element of perspective. However, if you have a negative body image, then monitoring your body weight on a scale might cause feelings of frustration, demotivation, especially if the numbers don't change, which can create an unhealthy relationship with your body and foster an unhealthy obsession with numbers. For some people, constant monitoring can lead to stress and anxiety, which ironically might hinder progress. So if this is what's happening for you, then monitoring your progress won't help much. It might actually serve as negative reinforcement and lead you further away from your goals. And if this sounds like you, then I highly recommend seeking therapeutic advice and guidance for dealing with negative self-image to help you reframe the way you see yourself and focus on the overall journey, celebrating non-scale victories and positive changes in habits and behaviors. So what do non-scale victories look like? What are we overlooking? Well, non-scale victories include improved energy levels, enhanced mood, better sleep, increased flexibility, and progress in strength, cardiovascular, or even muscular endurance during workouts. These achievements can indicate that our efforts are positively impacting our health, regardless of what the scale might show. There are some amazing reminders of the power of progress beyond the scale, including improved self-esteem, confidence, and all-round badassery. So the key takeaway is to shift our focus from just body weight to long-term health and well-being. Track your progress through various measures, including body composition, non-scale victories, and improvements in daily habits. Remember that slaying the things that matter every day will lead to sustainable success. Now that concludes today's episode of Slay. Remember to embrace the journey, celebrate every positive change, and prioritize overall well-being over a number on the scale. Weight loss is dead. Stay tuned for more empowering discussions on health and fitness. You can follow me at Louise Hazel on social media. Check out our Slay brand at Slay Athletic. And don't forget to subscribe to the Slay podcast if you haven't done so already on Spotify. You can get all of the tools and resources that were mentioned in today's podcast on the Slay app. You can download it now for free from the App Store and join our online community. We'll see you next time.